From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Police have already made arrests in several cities this weekend, and there may be more stemming from the Occupy protests. In Portland, Oregon, several thousand are still on the streets, even though a midnight deadline has passed. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Christian Vodenfensel says some have even climbed trees.
They're hanging onto the side of the buildings, they're up trees, they're in the road, they're in the, on the pavework, and they're watching to see what's going to happen. The police have brought in mounted police, about five mounted police officers who have actually reversed into the crowd to take one individual out so far, wrestled him so that him or her, I cannot tell, to the ground and taken him or her off. We've also had a van come with speakers on the top and inform the crowd that they will be subject to arrest and tear gassing if they don't disperse.
Pressure is growing on protesters to abandon their encampments in a number of other cities. Italy is entering a new political era following the resignation of Silvio Berlusconi. The country is now under pressure to form a new government before financial markets open tomorrow. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports Italy's head of state is expected to ask economist Mario Monti to take over.
President Giorgio Napolitano consulted political leaders to pave the way for a new government. Mario Monti has received the backing of the main center-left opposition parties and conditional acceptance by Berlusconi's center-right party. Monti, who has the support of Italy's EU partners, will have the unenviable task of slashing state spending and implementing tough austerity measures and tax hikes. But there's a sense of optimism after Berlusconi handed in his resignation. Crowds of thousands gathered last night in Rome shouting angry slogans about a man whose legacy is tarnished by sex scandals, corruption trials, and a growing economic crisis. Young and old celebrated through the night, dancing in the streets. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
In Hawaii, President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao are airing out their differences over economic policy. The two are among Asia-Pacific leaders meeting in Honolulu for their annual summit. Speaking with reporters after their meeting, President Obama said he and China's president will continue to focus on global issues.
Although there are areas where we continue to have differences, I am confident that U.S.-China relationship can continue to grow in a constructive way based on mutual respect and mutual interests.
Foreign policy was a big part of last night's Republican presidential debate in South Carolina. Texas Governor Rick Perry said he'd take a different approach.
It doesn't make any difference whether it's Pakistan or whether it's Afghanistan or whether it's India. The foreign aid budget in my administration for every country is going to start at $0. $0. And then we'll have a conversation.
The debate was broadcast by CBS News. And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Saudi Arabia is condemning the storming of its embassy in Damascus. Riyadh says Syrian authorities bear responsibility for the security and protection of Saudi interests and employees. The attack followed the Arab League's decision to suspend Syria over its crackdown on protests against Bashar al-Assad's government. Syrian TV reports thousands of pro-Assad demonstrators have gathered in the capital today. Some of Apple's original iPods are being recalled due to overheating batteries. NPR's Jim Hawk reports that owners can make the arrangements online.
Apple's website is recommending that first-generation iPod Nano models be sent back for a replacement. The recall affects iPod Nano sold between September of 2005 and December of 2006, and Apple recommends that owners stop using the devices because of the safety risk. The online replacement program allows customers to submit their Nano serial number to check for eligibility. The company says the manufacturing defect has been traced to a single lithium-ion battery supplier, and that the likelihood for failure increases as the battery ages. The iPod Nanos are being replaced at no cost. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
Chinese officials say rescuers are still looking for nine miners missing after a deadly gas leak at a coal mine. The official Xinhua news agency says another 34 miners are confirmed dead and that the mine's bosses have been detained. Welterweight champion Manny Pacquiao hung on to his title after bagging a close majority decision win against Juan Manuel Marquez last night. It was Pacquiao's 15th consecutive win, and people in Manila were worried. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.